Hello, boy. Sorry if this is a little long, but pretty funny on nicknames. Navy brought me here in 2005, and I shipped one of my cars over from Georgia. When I first got off the submarine and got in my car, I had the seat button and on my FM radio, landed on KISW. So I've been listening to your show the entire time you've been on. Love the show Catching Up with the Podcast. I heard you all talking about nicknames. Now, one of my best buddies I had in the Navy was a big brother named Charles Champion. Obviously, he got the nickname Champ. I don't believe you can get a better nickname than that. The thing about Champ is he was super proud of his afro. It was exactly 6 inches in bulk to comply with the military grooming standards. He even kept a mechanic's metal ruler in his pocket in case he got called out. All that to say this, when you pump a poop tank on a submarine, the primary method is to pressurize a tank to above sea pressure for whatever depth you're at. Well, one day, Champ went to take a crap and missed the sign that said that the tank was pressurized, and he decided to take a dump. When he pulled the flush valve, it sprayed him with pressurized crap water. The corpsman had to irrigate his eyes, nose, ears. He had to take 3 showers. He could not get the smell out, so he had to shave off his prized, beautiful afro.
No.
After that, my man got hit with the nickname Champoo. What a huge fall from grace. Love you guys, and cheers. That from Aaron in Gig Harbor.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us 3 stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to know to determine out of the 3 stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said at the top of the show, these stories are just effed up. They're just effed up. They go all over the place. So, like all I said, most people that end up getting herpes, there's some kind of sexual conquest behind it. Not in this case. And look, many have heard claims of retaliatory restaurant workers spitting in customers' food and hope it's just gross. And you hope it's an urban legend. Well, in McCurtain County, Oklahoma, a former Arby's manager is charged with felony poisoning, accused of spitting in a woman's food and, as a result, giving her herpes. That would be one Jenica Church. She says, quote, "I love Arby's, not anymore." After a long night of bartending, Church stopped in Arby's at Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Says it was taking a little bit of time. I thought they were mad at me because it was about to close. That's probably the case. Now, the video player is currently playing. Now, Church said that she had a little history with Amanda Hendricks. That's the manager at the time, but nothing major. She went home, ate, shared the sandwich with her father-in-law and her grandfather-in-law. Now, she lives in a home with her husband, kids, and paternal grandparents. Well, after that night, her mouth flared up, and that had never happened before. So she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Hey, you got herpes." Now, because Broken Bow is a small town, word travels fast. Now,
what about the other two? Did they get it too?
Not at the time of this being published.
Okay. Mm.
But I bet you they're worried about it once word gets out. Now, because it's a small town, word travels fast. And she says this woman, Hendricks, had been bragging about spitting in her sandwiches. And that's when the woman's daughter heard about it. So according to the affidavit, the police officers say they pulled camera footage from Arby's and, in fact, saw Hendricks spit in the food. She's charged with felony poisoning with intent to injure, and a warrant has been issued for her arrest. Now, Church and her family, they filed a lawsuit against Hendricks, Arby's, and her affiliated restaurant groups, claiming the incident has caused extreme anxiety, emotional distress, and, of course, fear of infection. And she fears that it'll impact her work in the service industry.
Did you hear what the woman said when the cops asked her about this?
Oh, what did she say?
She said, "Yeah, spitting the food, so what?"
Good God. All right.
I get why that woman is also suing Arby's real quick, but also, like, Arby's certainly has nothing to do with it.
No. No.
I mean, they're still going to put the policy, yeah, we don't encourage our employees to spit your food, but you should know that. But anyway, yeah, got herpes because this woman spit in her Arby's. God almighty.
And also, who shares a roast beef sandwich with 2 other people? That seems a little bit weird.
It is kind of weird.
I'm just like, "Here, you want a bite of us? Here, you take some." I'm like, "No, it's my sandwich. I stopped after work. I picked it up."
Small town.
Oh. You couldn't get 3 sandwiches?
Now we have another story where a 30-year-old man, he's facing all kinds of charges because he likes to have sex. The problem is he likes to have sex with dead people. So this is following allegations that he forced entry into a morgue to engage in sexual acts with deceased individuals. Fennis Liu, he stands accused of using a crowbar to break into the medical examiner's office in Arizona. And surveillance footage captured him having sex with not one, not two, not three, but four corpses and tampering with the seals of 11 body bags. Now, he faces multiple felony charges, including burglary and sexual contact with a dead body. He did not show up at his court proceedings after being classified as a threat to himself and the public. And they're yet to notify the families of the deceased that are involved in the incident. Now, a spokesperson explained, quote, "The state's been informed by law enforcement investigating this case that they need a little bit of time to make notification to the next of kin for the descendants in this matter. And they'd also like to take a little time to assess the potential impact to possibly other criminal cases in which the descendant may have been associated." So he's facing a total of five felony counts: third-degree burglary, criminal damage and defacement, second-degree escape from felony custody, possession of burglary tools, and sexual conduct with a dead person.
Wow.
Yeah. And now, this is a weird one. So visitors at a small English zoo, they witnessed something kind of crazy last Thursday after a man hurled a three-year-old boy into the crocodile enclosure. So Cambridgeshire police, they were called to Johnson Zoo just after 1:20 in the afternoon local time. The child did suffer serious injuries, taken to the hospital, now in critical but stable conditions. Now, a 30-year-old man from Norfolk, he was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Detectives say they do not believe that he knew the child, which makes the whole thing crazier to me. Quote, "We're speaking to people who were at zoo at the time of this distressing incident to understand more about the circumstances." Now, it's not clear whether the boy was attacked by crocodiles. Area resident, a guy named Mike Anicelli, he said to the local paper, "The crocodiles, they're kept in a converted cattle barn. They're about 15 feet below the walkways and protected by four-foot-high railings." Another visitor said that workers may have saved the boy's life. So it appeared the staff or members of the public had gone into the enclosure to rescue the boy, almost certainly prevented further injury. He says he was at the zoo's tea room and somebody came in calling for help. Next thing we knew, staff were coming in from all directions and a trucker buggy was rushed around. And the guy carried the poor lad out, put him on the trailer to administer first aid.
And that guy was arrested.
He was, in fact, arrested because apparently in England, you can't pick up other people's kids and throw them into the crocodile enclosure.
Ted, you go first.
I mean, look. I think we all know how this is going to go.
I know, too.
Obviously, the lady spitting in the food. The only thing I can defend her on is maybe she didn't know she had mouth herpes.
Oh, you know.
I mean, maybe.
You have cold sores.
I say she did.
Yes.
Right. Again, that's awful. And really, just stop defacing Arby's like that.
I know.
Right? I like Arby's.
Do the veggie grill.
Yeah. The man in England, I don't know what would fathom you to throw, well, certainly not your own children, but any child. Like, first of all, don't touch other three-year-olds.
And then if you are, don't throw them into the crocodile enclosure.
Right. So that's absolutely insane.
So what are you saying, Ted?
What I'm saying is, look, the guy in Arizona that works at Broken in the Morgue and had sex with the dead bodies. This is awful.
He had sex with
four. Sure is.
In one break-in. That's just one break-in. The man had sex with four corpses.
But at least those people were already dead, so nobody living got hurt.
Yeah.
And most of the people on our Medroom Facebook page kind of agree. It's like, that's an awful, awful story. But compared to the other two, I will say it sucks the least.
Look, I agree with it. And that's part of the reason I put these stories together. Because it's like, look, how can you have sex with four corpses and not be the worst person in a news story?
Correct.
This is how. Wow.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Miles, I'm assuming you agree?
I sure do, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah, I got through it.
I sure do.
Painfully.
Exactly.
So, nepophiliac. He sucks the least.
He sucks the least.
He's our guy.
Like, what are the other two options? I don't
know. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.